The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to another online business briefing where you know we're going to shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there today. I want you to learn about United Medical Equipment Business Solutions Network Incorporated. How can you do that? You go to Investor Brand Network, you pull up the clients page, and you will see everything you need to know about United Medical Equipment Business Solutions Network Incorporated, as well as links to their company website, which is a fantastic website. I want you to be able to go visit that as well. Also, write-ups about the company are there, but you can go to unitedmedsolutions.com as well. Let's introduce our guests today, and that is plural. We're joined by Jason Pratt. He is the president of the company. Jason, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Jason. Thank you for taking the time to call in. Brian Gartland is the Vice President of Sales, and we're also joined by Brian today. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us.
Excellent. Thank you both for taking the time to speak with me today so I can learn more about your company. Jason, let's start with you. For those not familiar with your company, if you would describe your company, its business model, and the markets you operate in for us now.
Absolutely. And again, thank you for having me on. A measurable metric that is prevalent every day is that 10,000 people turn 65 every day in the United States. And that being said, and also having a home health background, I saw the need for the ability to have resources you can trust for seniors and their families. A lot of home health care companies were only worried about their census being up, not good care. And there's been a lot, even recently, there's been a lot of fraudulent deals in the PPE world because of COVID-19. We wanted to circle back around and structure a trusting business model with a good reputation that vetted its resources and provided those resources to seniors, as well as our medication management technology, which gives seniors and their families and their caregivers the ability to download our app and manage medication, as well as provide up to 80% discounts on all medication for 70,000 pharmacies around the United States. So in general, kind of a senior resource company that is trusted and that has a good reputation.
Well, Jason, thank you for that overview on your company. Obviously, 2020 had to present certain unique challenges for your company, as it did for any company, agnostic of what industry they may be in. 2020 was a year of the global pandemic. That's how it will be remembered, for better or for worse. Talk to me about your company in the year 2020 and what you see as some of the milestones your company was able to achieve.
Wow, that's a big one. You know, ironically, you know, when we structured our corporation as being a third-party referral source for seniors and their families and a trusting source for medical supplies, there was no such thing as COVID-19. And it shifted the demand into tons of phone calls wanting PPE. And even then, there was no word of vaccine or anything like that. There became this huge frenzy of personal protective equipment and the incredible need because of the virus. It changed our business model tremendously. Instead of ignoring these phone calls, we shifted in gear to be able to accept these phone calls and to source everything out. What it did for our reputation more than anything was tremendous, because even today, there's a countless list of fraudulent deals FBI investigations or fake PPE deals. And these people end up circling back around to a company they can trust to get their personal protective equipment and their syringes and their test kits. And that's been very positive. And that's been the main transition in 2020 for our business model.
All right, Jason. Well, thank you for that. And obviously, 2020 provided a nice foundation for 2021. So I'll ask you as the CEO and president, and I will ask Brian as the VP of sales. But first you, Jason, tell me about the goals for the company then as we move forward in 2021.
The goals for the company, I'm pretty excited about. Turns out because of the flow of visibility from 2020. But right now we're pushing $10 million in sales on surgical gowns. And we're geared up and looking towards a closeout at the end of the year of around $70 million in sales for protective equipment and medical supplies. And here shortly, we will have wrapped up our API integration with GoodRx that will allow us the pharmacy power that I spoke of earlier. And of course, obviously, what our test kits that we offer, some I want Brian to speak on, but we're excited about that as well.
So Brian, jump in here if you don't mind. Let's get your take on 2021 for the company.
Right. So I think from some of our main goals, number one is really to, as Jason mentioned, to really drive awareness and education around the testing kits themselves. Currently, what we're seeing our PCR test being kind of the gold standard in the industry. But with recent studies from Harvard, we're finding out that a lot of these tests are actually only a small percentage of accurately identifying an infectious person. So with regular testing, turnaround time is going to be a lot more important than sensitivity because you can test someone on a much more frequent basis. The other thing that I think is really important for United Medical is, you know, we play an important role in the fight against the COVID pandemic, not only with the test kits, but with the PPE equipment. Our goal is to help businesses, schools, entertainment venues, you know, pretty much anyone who really wants to get back to some sort of normalcy and do it very safely and be able to protect not only their employees, but also their consumers as well.
Well, Brian and Jason, I want to pose this question to both of you. Jason, I know this company is like a child to you. It's one of your own and you've created it. And Brian has come along and taken it to that next step. This is a universe that is a massive one. By 2026, the global medical supplies industry is projected to reach $95 billion, up from $80 billion last year or a little bit last year, 2019-ish, 2020-ish. This is a big jump, 13.5%. That's one of the biggest jumps you see in such a small amount of time when you look at any industry. Jason, the crumbs on this table would make any company successful. Where do you see your company fitting in? What are your personal goals for the company, not just in 2021, but going forward?
You know, good question. And I am familiar with the metrics you just quoted. They're staggering. Well, again, I go back to 10,000 people turning 65 every day in the United States and the enormous influx of the need for caregivers and medical supplies. And again, our senior population about to override millennials. You know, the need is not just there. People are scrambling to find resources that they can trust. And I think that all the fraud that we've seen in 2020, I don't think it's going to stop. And I think that moving forward, people need companies that they can trust and resources that they can align with that are trustworthy. You know, I'd like to take the company public from the standpoint of medication management and opioid abuse and our technology that we're pushing to the forefront. I kind of would like to branch out and allow the public to kind of take a piece in that. Hey, you know, Stuart, I want my VP to touch on a few things.
Thanks, Jason. So one of the things that I did want to mention that I think really sets United Medical apart from, you know, a lot of our competitors is we're not only focused in the medical space, but we are also focused in non-traditional categories, categories including film companies, travel, sports, music venues, things along those lines where COVID has really affected all of us. And, you know, if we can help people put their COVID strategies together and get people moving through not only the rest of 2021, but even into the future, because, you know, we are all aware that the COVID virus will be with us for quite a few years. And we want to make sure that not only are these companies prepared for it, but they're also educated on the latest and greatest of all the testing and the newest equipment that's coming out so that they can continuously revise their programs as they can move forward.
Brian, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm reading about your background here at the Investor Brand Network. You started your career in marketing and entertainment, event planner, concert promoter. I think the thing that hurts me the most being in the live music capital of the world here in Austin, Texas, is live music has all but vanished. You have a unique perspective. You now work for a company that has personal protection equipment, but you also have this entertainment background. It's not a headline we're not used to, starting with the Super Bowl, then with some recent basketball news at the All-Star game with two players being yanked off the court right before the game. You had multiple players at the Super Bowl exposed from a barber. This is going to be with us for a while, as you pointed out, if not forever, as we deal with having to be vaccinated, boosted, you know, all kinds of things like that. So, Brian, I do want your perspective here. How do we position ourselves to move back into this entertainment world, whether it be sports, concerts, plays? You know, how do we get back, and how can your company play a part in that?
I think one of the main ways that we are going to be able to get back to some sort of normalcy, and if you think about this, you know, airport security changed after 9/11, but, you know, I do believe that entering, you know, sporting venues and the concert venues, it is going to change. There, I think for the short term, there are going to be some rapid testing that's going to happen, because the last thing any of these promoters, as you mentioned, the last thing they want is to have some sort of an outbreak or have to pull people out. So I think, you know, it's just going to kind of be a new normal for us moving forward. I'm not sure exactly how long it'll last, but I do think that testing is going to be around. And I think it's just something that we're going to get used to, similar like how we were all getting used to wearing masks. I think this is just going to be a part of our culture moving forward until we know that this virus has been completely eradicated.
I think that was a great corollary you just did, bringing up the airport security. I think we all felt like it was the worst thing ever, and now we're just used to it. Hey, Jason, first, let me thank you so much for your time and your insight into your exciting company. I look forward to getting a chance to speak with you again to dive deeper into your industry as well as your company. Thanks for your time today, Jason.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know, I just want to say this, the sort of resources out there that are a part of these fraudulent deals and stuff like that, it's unfortunate that this is happening. If anybody's having a bad experience, please give us a call. And we'd love to help you out.
Outstanding. Well, Brian Gartland, Vice President of Sales, thanks so much for your time and your insight and your unique perspective coming in from the entertainment industry. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Stuart. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Outstanding. Well, Jason just asked you to give the company a call. Just go to unitedmedsolutions.com. And here's that phone number, 866-926-9786. For Jason Pratt and Brian Gartland, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B. And all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company
or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.